the truth is a very dangerous commodity. No matter how many prisons are built by those in power, no matter how many soldiers are hired, nothing can imprison the truth. In the so-called Western world today, there are other enemies of the truth. One of the great enemies of the truth is the structure of education. The traditional liberal establishment likes to talk about education as if there's some magical force called education that solves problems and builds the groundwork for a utopia. We need to understand that the term education verges on being meaningless. You need to ask, education by whom? For whom? Education for everybody? Education for what purpose? In America and the West, there is a level of intolerance that really hasn't been seen since medieval Europe. There is an assumption that the Western so-called democratic system is the only system for the world. In the case of so-called human rights, there is the concept that Western human rights are the only system for the world. The truth is that the economic, political, and religious systems that have been imposed on the world by Western imperialism in the 19th and early 20th century. The truth is that these systems are destroying life on this planet. The truth is that these systems are toxic. The truth is that these systems are ultimately going to kill billions of people, if not all people on Earth, if they are not stopped. That is the truth. Now, we certainly don't advocate violence or dictatorship in isolation. It would be better if all these problems could be peacefully reformed within the system. But the system itself is going to collapse without reform. And democracy is not a suicide pact. It is not. It is not a system that should be allowed to kill everything on the planet. It is not. And the whole concept of human rights is in many ways an illusion. In order to create the centralization of power that is going to be necessary to stop the destruction of the planet, a certain level of human rights are going to have to be crushed. The whole concept of human rights in many ways is another deception and an illusion, because this is a system that's virtually certain to kill billions of people. So those billions of people who are going to get killed are obviously not going to enjoy some wonderful human rights, as well as devastating the lives of billions more. And America, the center of the current world system, is hardly any shining example of human rights. The system of racial imperialism that created America was the system that Hitler used as a model for what he wanted to do. Now, it would be not fair to suggest that modern America is a different place from 19th century America, and there are many positive aspects to modern America. The civil rights movement and so on and so forth was a successful and positive development. But overshadowing all of this is the global environmental crisis. Overshadowing all of this is the complete failure of modern democracies to deal with this. And we also need to deal with the issue of guilt. Who is responsible for this? Well, who has put more carbon in our planet's atmosphere than any other country in the world? That nation is America. And we could go down a whole list of other shortcomings of America, such as the slaughter of almost 4 million people in Vietnam, and so on and so forth, but we don't need to. People would hopefully be aware of that fact. What is needed today is creative thinking, not let's just have more American-style democracy. That's not creative thinking. And we need to think creatively about what happens if the system should fail, which it's virtually certain to do without reform. A creative vision of the authoritarian regimes that are likely to come. A creative vision of political philosophy that sees different political philosophies as having validity. Today we have a monoculture similar to that of medieval Europe. Now, the Roman Empire was a system of relative religious tolerance until the Christians came to power, contrary to a lot of myths that are promoted about this. When Christianity came to power, all other religions were persecuted, murdered, tortured to death, and they created a monoculture. This led to the complete collapse and destruction of the Roman Empire. In other words, it led to disaster. It led to the Dark Ages. Today, we have an equally dangerous monoculture, American imperialism, and it's very important that American imperialism is as much a product of the traditional political left, the Ford Foundation, the traditional experts at Harvard, and so on, that this is a prettied up version of American imperialism. These people are equally intolerant of other ideas, and they're equally willing to use the most ferocious levels of terror and murder to impose their point of view on people who don't want to go along with it. So we need to tear away the veil of the nice killers, the friendly mass murderers. You see, we need to tear away that veil. And we need to look forward to a creative vision of political ideology. This is where the new media comes in. This is where the technology of the new media comes in. And that's why we propose this guide. We urge you to read this guide and read the related products and become a prophetic voice in today's world.